It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And here we are on Monday morning already, and let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing, Josh?
You know, you can tell it's a busy weekend when you go go to work just to sit down.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you were working. I know. I walked by your place a couple times, drove by there, and you're out in the yard doing this, that, and the other thing, and battling the weeds.
Oh, see, yeah, pulled weeds, yep. Sprayed for weeds, mowed the lawn, and built a raised garden.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, it was a busy weekend.
Busy guy, I can tell. I can vouch for you because I actually witnessed it. So I said hello a couple of times on my way, walking the dog or
carrying the dog.
Carrying the dog, yeah. She kind of tuckered out there. So I was going to say she pooped out, but that wouldn't be a good thing to say when you're talking about your dog, I suppose.
Especially walking the dog.
Yeah, walking, yeah.
Around the public.
That's right. All right. Well, with that, let's salute a veteran here today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Irvin Elmer Slindy. Irvin was born on June 8th, 1925 here in Madison, passed away on September 23rd, 2000. He was a farmer in the Hamlin Township area. He entered active duty October 11th, 1944, Fort Snelling in the United States Army and was honorably discharged just over a year later on October 18th, 1945 at Camp San Luis Obispo, California. I'm wondering if that's not what's currently called Fort Hunter Leggett, California, because San Luis Obispo is awfully close to Fort Hunter Leggett there, and that's where they filmed the movie We Were Soldiers.
Okay.
That Mel Gibson movie, mm-hmm. also known as Braveheart 3. anyways, he was a rifleman with the Company Alpha of the 413th Infantry of the 104th Infantry Division, served over in Central Europe. He was awarded the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, Good Conduct Medal. He was a marksman with the M1 rifle, earned the Combat Infantryman's Badge, and received a lapel button for honorable service. So we thank you, Irvin, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Very good. Salute to our veterans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Veterans Day every day.
Especially in my office.
And in your office. That's right. Let's talk about our topic today, transparent wait times. And I'm assuming that's wait like waiting in the office or something.
Yes.
Or waiting for service.
Yes.
Right? Not wait like...
Well... About 3 years ago, there was a waitlist scandal,
okay.
You know, in the Phoenix VA medical facility, and it turned out it was more than just Phoenix. It was a lot of different places.
Just kind of started there.
In the
That's
VA
right.
healthcare system. And these days, this is an April 12th press release, came off of VA.gov. They're implementing a new online tool. For veterans to compare and contrast appointment wait times and timeliness of VA facilities. It's at accesstocare.va.gov. VA's taking the unprecedented steps to increase transparency. They launched a new access and quality tool that provides veterans with an easy-to-use, easy-to-understand way of accessing patient wait time and quality of care data. It not only provides veterans with more information about VA services, it increases accountability and ensures VA is held to a higher standard. It allows veterans to access the average times patients are waiting to be seen in their local area, how veterans describe their experiences scheduling primary and specialty care appointments at specific facilities, timeliness of appointments for care needed right away, and quality of health care delivered at VA medical centers compared to local private sector hospitals. Access and Quality Tool is the most transparent and easy to understand wait time and quality data website in the healthcare industry. I went to this website after reading this article and typed in Madison zip code, and they have a search radius, 50 mm-hmm. miles, 100 miles, 150, 200, and so on. And I punched in 50 miles, and Montevideo Outpatient Clinic and Watertown Outpatient Clinic came up. And each one had a 4 or 5 day wait for primary care, which is pretty good in VA in VA terminology, and their quality of care. Out of all the ratings, each one of them had 100%. So it's that website again is www.accesstocare.va.gov. You can contact your nearest VA healthcare facility when scheduling an appointment. And to enroll in VA healthcare benefits, you can contact our office. And there's information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you have that number.
Yes, I do. You left it out. Thank you. 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level of the courthouse, green, very green. I see green outside my window. That's nice.
It's going to be even greener and wetter by the end of the week. Might even be some white.
Don't say that.
Middle of the week?
Don't say that. Possibility of some snow.
Nope. That'll kill your dandelions.
I just put away my snowblower this weekend also.
Well, I don't think it's going to be that much that you need the snowblower.
Yeah, let's not say that four-letter word around here.
I didn't say it, but the weather guy did.
I love the wintertime. I love snow. But, you know, with being so close to May... Come on.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
Right.
All right.
I can take the rain because April showers bring May flowers, and May flowers bring pilgrims.
Big pilgrims, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you can contact our office, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. Call us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we will chat again next Monday morning there, Josh.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
You have a good week.
You do the same.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer, with us here today on Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lackbarrel County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here, for Vets Info on the Air.